And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, and welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Today, we're going to talk about Islam, about the Muslims. And today, well, we're going to get an inoculation of truth, Now, today's program is not going to be politically correct. If you want a politically correct program, then, get on your phone and call up the Obama administration before they leave office and talk to one of their crazies, one of their looney tunes, and they'll tell you all about the Muslims. Of course, they'll never mention a word like radical or extreme or anything negative at all. To them, the only extremist are you and I as Christians. You are an extremist. And of course, Obama's partner in crime, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and her campaign team said that the Christian church is full of bastardization. Bastardization. Because, for one thing, we did not allow ministers who were homosexuals and to be married. Well, no, we don't. We don't allow homosexuality. That's a sin. It's clear from the Old Testament and the New Testament that it's a sin. And there's no such thing as marriage between two homosexuals. Two men cannot get married. Two women cannot marry each other. There's no record of that in the entire Bible. And that is just a disgusting, despicable act. But of course, today, it's accepted by many. And now we have the transgenders, of course, and Obama's pushing for their acceptance and so forth. Obama is just a reprobate. He's an evil, disgusting, homosexual man. That's what he is, friends. Now, I'm speaking the truth to you today. I want you to know about it. And Hillary Rodham Clinton is a disgusting, despicable lesbian. Yes, she is. Again, I'm speaking the truth to you. Now, these people, Obama and Hillary Clinton, despise and hate Christianity. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat Christianity, but I'm going to tell you exactly what Christianity is in terms of the Muslim faith and every other faith. And I'm going to tell you the truth about it. And if you've got a friend to listen to this program with you, that's great. But remember, you may lose the friend because, well, if they've been listening to the TV shows and the women's shows on the networks, they will tell you that homosexuality and lesbianism is a fine and dandy thing, a good thing and a wonderful thing. And all the movies tell you that and all of the sitcoms and all that. That is pure baloney. That is pure nonsense. Read what Jesus says about a man and a woman and how they cleave together as one flesh. A man and a woman. A husband and his wife. And that is the way life is meant to be. Now, we're not going to talk about homosexuality today, but I wanted you to know that one of the reasons why they support the Islamic religion over the Christian religion is because of these perverted views that they have. But regardless of their perverted views, I'm going to tell you what I believe Islam is, where it came from, and why it's a deadly, dangerous, horrible religion. Now, some people say, Tex, that can get you killed. You could be killed by Muslims who have warned Christians not to say a word, to keep their mouths shut. Well, you know, I don't take advice from Muslims. I only listen to my Savior, Jesus Christ. And He has instructed me to tell you the truth. You can find the truth in the Holy Bible. You can go all the way through the 66 books of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will find the truth about homosexuality. You will find the truth about pedophilia, and you will especially find the truth about the Christian faith. Now, I want you to know that this is a Christian nation. The majority of people claim to be Christian. Our president claims to be a Christian. Donald Trump, I'm talking about, claims to be a Christian. And so we are a Christian nation. Now, I'm not so sure I believe that, but that's what we pretend to be. And as a Christian nation, we should stand for the principles of the Christian faith. The principles of the Christian faith say that only Jesus Christ is Lord. Only Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, when you have a Jew who says Jesus is a bastard, Jesus is rotting in hell, He is in fiery excrement in hell, Jesus is an evil demon, and His mother was a whore, all those things that the Jewish Talmud says about Jesus are absolute lies. They say these things because Jesus Christ came, and He sought first the Jews, but the Jews rejected Him. And therefore Jesus turned to the Gentiles, and He brought in the Gentiles. And therefore we have one church, one faith, one religion, one God. Now, Jesus says very clearly in the Bible, if you don't have the Father, this is in the book of John now. If you don't have the Father, you don't have the Son. The Son, of course, is Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't have the Father, you don't have the Son. And if you don't have the Son, you don't have the Father. That makes it very clear, doesn't it? You must believe in the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. There are three that bear record in heaven, and these three are one, the Bible says in the book of John. Think about it, my friends. Yes, there's a Father. Yes, there's a Son. Yes, there's a Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now, we could argue all day about that. You could say, well, I don't understand how three can be one. Well, you know, God... He's not going to play around with your understanding or my understanding. I don't care about your understanding. The Bible says that these three are one and they're one. And if you can't understand it, you've got a problem with God. Get on your knees and say, Lord, help me to understand better. But don't waste my time. I'm too old. I can read the Bible for myself. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Well, how can two be one? How can three be one? I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not God. Just believe what the Bible says. Now, I know your pastors, some of them say different, but they're a bunch of jackals. They're a bunch of liars. Just believe the Bible. You know, I learned long ago that some pastors were okay. But when they said something that wasn't in the Bible, and you ask them about it, and then they try to dodge and say, well, that's this, that's that. Well, I don't believe that because, well, shut up. That's when I left their company, because they didn't believe in the Word of God. And I do. And you know, my friends, that's always helped me on my pathway through life. As I came up to the freeways, I didn't take them. I didn't take the highways, the broad way. I took the little narrow way. I took the road that, you know, the road they say is less traveled. It's less traveled. Maybe you did too. Maybe all the big preachers said, well, go this way, go take the freeway, take the highway, take the big road, the wide road. Well, you know what the Bible says about that too. It says wide and broad is the path to destruction, but narrow is the path to salvation. Narrow, it's narrow. And there's a gate there. And Jesus says, all who are mine enter therein at the gate. Wow. You got to enter therein at the gate, you know. And it's going to be amazing to you. The gate will open to you because Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. All you have to do is open up. But you have to know where the gate is. You have to know what the Bible says. You have to follow the Bible and don't listen to men. Men are liars. You say, well, why are you different, Tex? Well, because I know what men are and I accept that and I don't give you lies. I give you what the Bible says. And you know, that's always kept me straight. I've always been straight, but well, why are you so perfect? Well, I'm perfect because the Bible's perfect. You see, friends, I don't go astray if I follow the Bible. Now, when I get off from the Bible, if I divert from the Bible, that's sorrow to me. And God, he teaches me very quickly. You've left my word, and I'm very embarrassed and very hurt, and I can't believe that, you know, I was divergent, but I'm back on now again. I'm going to keep on it. Okay. Now I want to tell you about Islam. I've studied Islam for many years, and I've got a radio program here. I think it's two tapes. I'm not sure. I'm going to be checking on that in just a minute, but it's about the crescent moon and the star and a black stone, the crescent moon and the star and a stone. And you know, there we also have a black cube in there somewhere too. Now, it's interesting that the Muslims were founded about 600 years after Christ. It's not an old religion. But now it seems like out of 7 billion in the world, some 2 billion are Muslims. 2 billion. It's caught over, especially in North Africa, in some parts of Asia, and of course throughout the Middle East. And there are many denominations of Muslims. In fact, they're killing each other today throughout the Middle East. And they all, of course, say, you know, Allahu Akbar, you know, God is great, while they're killing their fellow man. And it seems very strange to me that they would kill even little children, thinking that they do God service. Now, we're expected to bring all these immigrants in. And our illustrious president, Barack Obama, has brought probably at least 1 million Muslims into this country over the last few years. Think about it. 1 million Muslims from Somalia, of course, from Syria, from Iraq, from Iran, and various countries of the Middle East. And America is overflowing with Muslims. And the churches of America, being nothing but a bunch of whorehouses, and that's what most of them are putting up with it and accepting of it and even agreeing with this monstrous invasion. Now, I want to tell you a little bit just from, you know, I did about 15 minutes research, maybe 30 minutes this morning about the Muslims, some of the things going on in the world. And I want to tell you something, my friends. Sometimes Christianity goes off the rails too. Now, I know some people out there will say, well, look at what this Christian did, or look what that Christian did. I'm not going to justify that. I'm not going to justify when Christians fight, when Christians kill, when Christians have disputes. But I want to tell you, it's against what God says. It's against the Bible. Did you know that you're not even supposed to take your brother to court, your Christian brother? The church is supposed to handle things. You're not even supposed to take your brother to court. The church will handle it. But it doesn't, does it? This week we had horrible things happen with the Muslims around the world, especially in Europe and the United States. I got out today's newspaper and the headline says, European terror caps violent year. Assassination in Turkey. Attack at German market shows terrorism spread as Middle East wars rage. Well, some people say to me, but wait just a minute. Not all terrorism is Muslim based. Not all terrorists are Muslims. Well, when you're getting about 98%, you're doing pretty good, aren't you, my friends? And I'd say that's what the Muslims are. Now, all of these reports, all this from my newspaper comes from the Muslims. The Muslims, see, at their height in killing. Now, they've left their, they've been fighting and killing each other in their countries. And the killing has spread over. And the migrants are coming to Europe. And we're supposed to let all these migrants into the United States and into Europe. So Germany and Belgium and Norway and Sweden and Great Britain and France and Spain and so forth are packed to the gills with all of these Muslims. And we too here in the United States are full of Muslims. And we're told by our president, well, be kind to them and be nice to them And the government actually gives our denominations, you know, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Methodists, and so forth, hundreds of millions of dollars to resettle these Muslims. That's right. Millions, millions of dollars. And so the Baptists like that. They like to get those millions of dollars. And the Lutherans do, and the Methodists, and the Presbyterians, and they all say, this is great, boy, we're getting rich off of Muslims, off these immigrants. And they're trying to resettle them in cities across the United States. If you're one of those cities, that's just too bad. If you say, well, we haven't got enough jobs for Americans, we can't take care of these, all these foreigners coming in. They say to you, well, go, jump up the river or down the river or whatever, because we're going to bring them in anyway. Now, Congress has passed a law that gives President Obama or President Trump full authority to bring in as many migrants as he wishes. They're not covered by the quotas for immigrants. These are migrants. They're different than immigrants. So he can take in as many as he wants. And he does. Now, all of the hundreds of thousands of migrants, there are very few that are Christians. Because he doesn't really care about Christians. He only cares about these Muslims. And everywhere you go, there are Muslims, Muslims, Muslims. And we're all told we've got to change for them. We've got to become a different nation. Now, Donald Trump says we shouldn't let any migrants into our nation unless they love our people and love our country and its freedoms. Well, they don't. Most of them don't. Now, I know you've read about Muslims and you've read about the all the immigrants coming to the United States and the migrants and all of their woes. And I know all the newspapers and all this media baloney tells you, oh, how wonderful they love America. That's why they want to kill you and me, isn't it? Because they love us so much. That's why the San Bernardino, California couple killed all those poor people at that Christmas party. That's why that homosexual Muslim shot up and killed, what was it, 39 or so people there in Florida. That's why the Somali guy goes to the mall and starts killing people with his gun. And that's why another Somali man from Somalia goes, a Muslim goes to the Ohio State University and takes out his knife and starts stabbing students because they love them so much. They love you. They want you dead. And it's interesting that all of these people are in our country and we're kind to them. We're good to them. It was recently shown that the migrants in America and the illegal immigrants get more government welfare money than do the American citizens who need jobs. If you're an American citizen and you're out of work, you're also out of luck. But if you're a migrant or an immigrant, you're going to get plenty of government gravy. I mean, they got all kind of money coming out their ears. They get an apartment or a house. And they can get it for 2 or 3 years. Now, you look at yourself, my friends. You're an American citizen. Did the government pay for your house, your apartment? No. They also get food stamps. Now, have you got food stamps? Well, you're up with them. They also get all their medical bills paid for. They don't even have to pay Obamacare premiums. They just get free medical. They get money after money after money. In fact, I understand that $2.5 billion that was supposed to go to the VA, the Veterans Administration, was diverted by President Obama to go to these migrants. $2.5 billion. No wonder the veterans are dying. They found several VA patients in a VA hospital recently with maggots in their wound. Maggots. They weren't being taken care of. Meanwhile, Obama was taking $2.5 billion from the VA and diverting it to these immigrants and migrants. What kind of president does something like that? What kind of president lets the VA patients, people who have served America, American citizens who served this country's military, and now they're sick and need help, and let them rot away with maggots in their wounds? What kind of president does that? Well, our president, Obama. That's terrible. It's terrible. Now this, what happened in the German Christmas market was that some Syrian from Syria in Germany killed a Polish driver and took over his truck. Then he took a truck and rammed it into the Christmas markets, killing at least 10 people and wounding 20 or 30. Killing at least 10. Where do these Muslims get off killing people? And I understand, like all the other Muslim murderers, he hollered out, Allahu Akbar. Well, big deal. God is great. He's not talking about your God. He's not talking about my God. He's talking about his God, who is the devil. It's a text. The Pope says the Muslims worship the same God we do. Well, the Pope is a jerk and an idiot. And he doesn't know diddly because he doesn't know the Bible. The Muslims say that Jesus is not God. They say that Jesus never died on the cross. That he's not Lord in heaven today. That Muhammad is above him on the totem pole. Now, what did I tell you the Bible said in the book of John? It says, if you don't have Jesus as Lord, you don't have God in charge of your life. You gotta believe in both. You gotta have both. And Jesus said, if you don't believe that I'm God, you will die in your sins. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And then we have these jerks, these jackals, these monstrous Muslims who say, Jesus lied. The Bible is a bunch of lies. They say, we have our own Bible, the Quran. Well, I've read the Quran. It's a lying book written by a jackal. And I'm not afraid to say so. Period. Now, if you're a Muslim listening to this program, you need to get real. You need to get right. Don't tell me the Bible is wrong and that some stupid person who came up 600 years after, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Muhammad in just a minute. Well, let me just go ahead and start right now. Muhammad. Muhammad had a little problem. He had visions all the time and had daydreams. Looks like he was a fantasizer. He got married to this rich older woman who was able to finance all his religious and military activities. Then he recruited an army and went out and started killing people. Then he decided the idea was to start a religion and that would do good. So he started what became Islam. One time he was in Saudi Arabia and he went into one of their temples. Now, who did they worship in Saudi Arabia back in those days, 600 years after Jesus Christ? Why, they worshiped the goddess. Almost all the world worshiped the goddess. In fact, the book of Acts says they worshiped Diana, the goddess whom all the world worshipeth. Now, her name was Venus in the Saudi Arabian temple. And they had other gods in there too, and Muhammad went in and he lopped the heads off the statues and says, we will not have these gods, we will have only our God. Okay. So he was gaining power, right? But in that same temple, they had a little black rock. A little black rock. And you know, they worshiped that rock. You see, one time a star fell from heaven. Have you ever seen a fallen star? I have. Sometimes it's very rare, but the remains of a star make it to earth. I remember I was on a trip to California one time. We stopped, I think, in Arizona, and there was a huge hole in the ground, gigantic hole. They said a meteor had hit into the ground there. And there were all kind of fragments from that meteor. Well, one of the fragments was a little black rock. And, you know, Muhammad says, I like that little black rock. Now, the people back then said the black rock came from the goddess, Venus, the goddess of love. She sent a little black rock. The black rock is her rock. We worship the black rock. It's because it's Venus. It's part of Venus. She sent part of her body to us to worship. And Muhammad said, that's pretty good. I think we Muslims are going to start worshiping that little black rock. And he took that black rock and he told all the Muslims, I want you to start worshiping this black rock. I want you to walk by on this altar. And he set the rock on the altar. And I want you to kiss that rock, everybody. Well, you know, he cut off their heads if they didn't do it, so they did it. So Islam started as a religion of Venus, the goddess Venus, and of that little black rock, which today every Muslim on earth still worships. It sits in the black cube, the Kaaba, in the holy city of Mecca. You, my friends, can go to Mecca, go into that black cube building and see that little rock. The same rock that Muhammad worshipped, as did the early Muslims. So this religion began with a worship of Venus. Now today the Muslims, they forgot all about Venus, but they haven't forgot about the rock. They still have the rock. They still worship the rock. That's part of Islam. And I'm going to tell you more when we return. You're listening to Tex Mars, this is Power of Prophecy. Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. You know, we're talking about the Islamic religion, and I have a tape. I was just informed it's 60 minutes in length. It's entitled the let's see, it's the crescent moon, the star, and the black stone. The crescent moon and the star and the black stone. Those are three great symbols of Islam, and I want you to know what they mean and what Islam's all about. I've studied Islam, and in this audio tape, this CD, and you have your pick whether you want audio tape or CD, for $10, we'll send it to you. The crescent moon, the star, and of course, the black stone. That's the religion of Islam. You need to understand what those symbols mean, because the Muslims claim they have no symbols, but they love these symbols. Oh, they embrace these symbols. And they have no God because they don't worship Jesus Christ. So there is no God. No God. That's Islam. This is a religion of terror. They have brought terror to the entire world, and they're killing people left and right and thinking they do God service. They're killing little boys and girls over in Syria and, of course, in Iraq as well. And in killing all these little boys and girls, and in, of course, cutting off the heads of Christians, and doing all manner of terrible crimes, they think they're serving God. My friends, these people are brutal terrorists. They're monsters. You say, well, I know of some Muslims who are nice people. Really? Yeah, well, don't bet your life on it, my friends. I wouldn't want to be alone with them. I wouldn't want them to, well, very dangerous. Let me tell you. Anyone who worships a black stone and has as their symbols of superiority the crescent moon and the star that has long been associated with Diana, the witchcraft goddess, cannot be a religion of love and peace. And that's what the president of the United States, Barack Obama, wants me to think. He wants me to think that Islam is a religion of peace. I can see what it is for myself. And you will too. Get this CD. You'll find out. And by the way, I study and I bring to you exactly what the Hadith says. The Hadith is a book that tells you a little bit about the law. And, of course, there's the Quran, and you will see what the Quran says. And it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Well, for $10, we'll send you that tape. Just $10. $5 shipping and handling, a total of $15. As for the black stone, the crescent moon, and, of course, the star, and we will be glad to send that to you, okay? Now, I also have my newest book about the Jewish religion. The Jewish religion. Did you know that in New York City, a large Jewish group is so perverted that over 50% of the men have sex with little children? That's right. One of the largest Jewish groups in the world, packed to the brim with homosexual men. Homosexuals who feast on little boys. Boy, no wonder. No wonder I show you in my new book, The Destroyer, they worship the devil. They worship the devil. They pray to the devil. Well, not every Jew does, but many do. And they believe the devil is their Messiah. You're going to say, Tex, that can't be. Well, I quote rabbi after rabbi. I quote the rabbis. They're the ones that say it, not me. Well, I say it too, but I'm just quoting the rabbis. Of course, they get mad as hornets. They don't like people to know that they worship Satan. But they do. I want you to have that book too, The Destroyer. $20, add $5 shipping and handling. $25 asked for The Destroyer. All right, now, to get these products, just phone us toll-free, 1-800-234-7900. 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Or you can write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 at 1708, Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can go to our website, of course, powerofprophecy.com, and order these products as well. And now let's return to our regular program. We're looking at the Muslim religion, often called Islam. Now, you know, I just went in about 20 minutes this morning, and I asked for, I Googled up brutality by Muslims. And you know what? Very few things Google up. Everything on Google was how terrible we treat the Muslims. Oh, the Americans. Oh, we're offending the Muslims. You see, that Somalian who went to the shopping mall up in Minnesota and killed those people, he did it because he was so angry at the Christmas decorations. Now, have you ever killed anybody because of the Christmas decorations? He did. He said he got furious. He couldn't take it anymore, seeing all these Christmas decorations, so he decided to kill. That's what the devil does to you, my friends. That's what the devil does to you. When the devil takes over your mind and gives you a psychotic vision to go kill, kill. That's what this Muslim from Somalia did. Why is this Muslim here? He doesn't need to be here in our presence. He needs to be back in Somalia. What are all these people doing here? We don't need them in our country. Now, President Trump says he's going to do some extreme vetting. No, you don't need to do any vetting. Just if they're Muslims, they come from Somalia, they come from Syria, they come from anywhere, send them packing. Don't let them into our country. If you do, it's going to be bad. Now, let me tell you how these people operate. Here's a news item. It says, jihadi mom kisses tiny daughters, age 7 and 9, kisses them goodbye, then sends them off on a suicide bombing mission. Isn't that nice? A Syrian mama, a Syrian mom kissed her tiny daughters, 7 and 9 years old, goodbye, then sent them off on a suicide bomb mission. And of course, they were blown up along with their bombs. Now, isn't that wonderful? How many Christian mothers do that to their children? And how about this cowardly mother? Why didn't she take the bomb in? Why send her two little girls in? I think that's just horrid. That's horrid. But there it is. There's the news item. Expedia News, article by Antonio Padgett, December 21, 2016. They captured this on camera, by the way, if you want to see this mother as she kisses her two little girls. And they detonated a suicide bomb at a police station. Little girls go up to the police inside, ask for the bathroom, where the bathroom is, and then the bomb goes off. Okay. Now, here's another one you'll like a lot. It says, 23 to 27 documented honor killings every year in the U.S., but many more go unreported. It seems that the media don't want you to know about honor killings. Well, what is an honor killing? Well, you see, in a Muslim family, when one of the children doesn't conduct herself or himself right, they think they have that gives them an opportunity to kill a little child. For example, you have a teenage girl. She listens to music and you don't approve of it. Well, just go ahead and murder her. Of course. Or you have a little girl and she's going with a Christian boy. You tell her to stop. She says, well, I love him. Well, it's obvious that you need to murder her, isn't it? That's what they do in Islam. Incredible, isn't it? Incredible. In Irving, Texas, in January of 2008, two little girls were murdered. Two sisters. But the authorities for a long while did not call it a religious killing. They didn't call it honor killing. It was just a murder. Because they don't want Christians to think negative things about the Muslims. These two girls in Irving, Texas, their father, Yasser Saeed, murdered his daughters because they had non-Muslim boyfriends. He said that demeaned Islam. Well, the police said, well, that doesn't mean it was a religious killing. Say what? Now, let me repeat that again. The father, Yasser Saeed, said that the girls dated non-Muslim boyfriends. And that demeaned Islam religion. But the police explained it wasn't really a terrorist killing. Say what? You see, they lied to you. How many honor killings are there? Well, worldwide, listen to this. A manual of Islamic law, certified as a reliable guide by Al-Azhar University. Al-Azhar University is the most respected authority in the Islamic world. Says that 91% of all honor killings worldwide are committed by Muslims. Did you get that, my friends? 91% of all honor killings are committed by Muslims. Now, they say that in this guide to orthodoxy at Al-Azhar University, that retaliation against family members is obligatory, and it is the right of the father to kill the girls. Wow. Wow. Now, in Palestine, next to Israel, says the Palestinian Authority, according to Al-Azhar University's guide, the Palestinian Authority gives pardons or suspended sentences for honor murders. Now in Iraq, the authorities asked for tougher sentences for Islamic honor murderers who get off lightly now. But in 2009, they scrapped a law. They said that they call these murders a crime of passion. So if a brother, an uncle, or a father kills a girl, he will get no more than 2 years. And of course, while he's in prison, he'll be considered a hero. Oh, you killed your little girl. You killed your niece. That's good. She deserved it, didn't she? Yes, sure she did. In the nation of Jordan, an Islamic country, of course, in 2003, the parliament voted down on Islamic grounds a provision designed to stiffen penalties for killing. Al Jazeera, the news source, said that Islamists and conservatives say that stiffer laws violate religious traditions and they would destroy families and values. We don't want strict laws. So no more than 2 years for killing your daughter or your niece or your sister. Wow. Now they say that honor killing in America is hidden in the statistics. You know, if a brother kills a sister, well, that's just a brother killing a sister. They don't even put it down that it's an honor killing, that it has anything to do with the Islamic religion. And the FBI says 27 victims were killed last year. 27. But according to this news source, hidden among thousands of nondescript murders and cases labeled as domestic violence are a mounting number of killings motivated by an interpretation of Islam. Wow. They say the girl or the wife or whoever insulted the faith, and they have a right to kill her. Man. Many times they don't even report the crime. They just take the bodies out and bury them or drop them off in a river somewhere or something. Honor killings. Now listen, friends, if you're a Christian, there is no such thing as honor killing. The commandment that says thou shalt not commit murder, thou shalt not murder, that stands good. That's it. You don't get a chance to murder anybody. You don't have a right. It's not an honor. It's a disgrace for you to kill another human being, period. And if you do, you're a monster. You are an infidel. An infidel. Now, it's interesting that Muslims claim that they want rights. We want our civil rights. We want the Bill of Rights to apply to us too. But they want Sharia law. They want the law that goes with their religion. They don't want our constitutional law. Now let me give you an example of what's happening now in Iraq and Syria. Here's a news report for you. It says 74 children have been executed by ISIS for crimes. Now think about that. I don't think we execute children in America, but ISIS does. Now, what are the crimes that children could commit that would cause them to be murdered, to be killed? Well, according to this article, both women and children are killed for such offenses as not fasting during Ramadan. Maybe the child's hungry. Maybe the child goes to the cabinet and gets a little piece of food. And the adult sees him and reports him to the authorities or turns him in himself. And the little child is taken out and killed for eating on Ramadan. That's a Muslim holiday. Now think about our holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter. How would you like your children to be killed because they ate something? They're a criminal. They deserve to die because they were seen eating on Ramadan. Also, if the children or the wife or the person is said to commit magic, practice magic. Well, if you pray to Jesus, that's magic. If you ask for Jesus to come and help you, that's magic. You're going to die. And 74 children were killed. Some of them were put in cages. And while they were in cages, the cages were drawn down into water. And they were drowned to death while in a cage. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't you like to see your child put in a cage and lowered down into a body of water until they drowned? And all of the men screamed and hollered and hooted and yelled and, oh, isn't it wonderful we're killing this infidel little child. Executed. My goodness. Well, here's an item. It says, of 3,027 people killed in the Islamic State in Syria, there have been 86 women and 74 children, a new report has revealed. There have been beheadings, shootings, stonings, and especially little children are crucified. How'd you like your little boy or little girl to be crucified? They've also been beat, and they've been pushed off the roof of high buildings. How'd you like your little girl to be taken up, your 6 or 7-year-old girl taken up to a high building and be thrown off? Isn't that great? Isn't that a wonderful thing? Isn't it great to holler out, Allahu Akbar, thank God for that? What monsters these people are. What monsters these people are. Brutal murderers. And then we're told we've got to be kind to them. We've got to be good to them. Listen, friends, there is no obligation for you and I to take in Muslims from another country. We don't have to take in anybody. We are citizens of the United States of America. This is our country. We don't want these people in our country. We don't want them polluting with honor killings and the murder of little children and so forth, and the terrorist attacks and the bombing attacks. And if they don't like our Christmas decorations, then go back. Go home. Kill each other. Stay away from America. We don't want you. Well, here's another item for you. They say they come over for money. Well, some haven't come for money. Some have come just to rape women. Yeah. A number of the Syrians particularly. One raped two young girls, and he said, I was told I could come to America and rape little kids. Really? Well, you know that pedophilia is very popular in these Muslim countries. How can countries that claim they worship God, but we know they worship the false God, Satan, how can they sexually violate little children and think they're doing God a service? Do you want your little boy, little girl to be violated by these Muslim monsters? There's a story up in Minnesota of a little girl. I think she was 5 years old. And four or five Muslim boys up to 12 or 13 years of age got her in an apartment complex and raped her. Then the authorities tried to cover it up. Oh, they'll cover up everything. The liberals will cover up everything. They're monsters. The liberals are just like these Muslims. I have no respect for anyone who would vote for Hillary Clinton or who would vote for an abortionist like Planned Parenthood. They're monsters. If you support Planned Parenthood, you're going to support Islam. Yes, you will. You've got the same God at Planned Parenthood you've got it of Islam. Now listen to this over in Germany. It appears, you see, Angela Merkel, the president, has taken in over 1,200,000 immigrants over the last 2 years. 1,200,000 into Germany. And it says here, according to this report, that fewer than 3% of this 1.2 million migrants who've come to Germany in the last 2 years have found employment. Only 3%. Now, right away, there's a problem there, isn't there? This is true in America, too. They're given houses. They're given automobiles to drive. They're paid their medical. They're given food stamps and all. They're everything they need. Up to $35,000 a year. Well, why do you want to work? They don't want to work. They hang around their communities. They don't want to assimilate. They don't want to get along with us. They've got their own people. They're in a Somalian community. They're in a Syrian community. And then on Christmas occasion, when all the people are at their Christmas markets, they go in and rape all the girls. You said, Tex, that can't be true. Oh, yeah? Read about it in Cologne, Germany last year during the Christmas market. One night, 500 girls were molested or raped. 500 German girls. 500 in one city. The Muslims say we have a right because they don't wear the burqa. They don't wear the hijab. They show their legs. We have a right to rape them. You have a right to go to prison, my friends, and stay there forever. Listen to this. Only 3% have found employment. Now, Angela Merkel has begged employers to hire these migrants. But it seems that they don't want a job. They just don't want to be a job. Now, 60,000 Germans have found work because they teach and provide security and do social work for the immigrants. But the migrants themselves, it says here, have shown little enthusiasm for work. Migrants in the town of Waldenburg refused to take jobs offered. The migrants said, we don't want to take these jobs. We don't have to work, and so we're not going to. Well, isn't that neat? Isn't that neat? They don't have to work because they're getting so much money from the government, and they don't, so they're not going to. The migrants say, we did not come to Germany to work. The Germans invited us into their country, and they've got to pay us. Well, now, isn't that a good attitude? We did not come into Germany to work. The Germans invited us, and they've got to pay us. That's what they're saying in America. Somalia, there's 20 or 30,000 living. There's 75,000 Ukrainians living in Central California. There's thousands of Iraqis all over America. They don't want to work. They don't need to work. They're given money by our government, and our government's taking it away from the veterans and everybody else that deserves it and given to these jackal migrants who don't have to work because they don't have to, and America invited them in here after all. Goodness. My friends, you can drive around Austin, Texas today, and there's a lot of Mexican workers. Boy, they work hard. A lot of Mexican workers, they work hard. But I don't see the Iranians. I don't see the Iraqis. I don't see the Syrians. I don't see all the Muslims out working. I know a few are working, but not many. Now I know why. Only 3.2% of all the migrants in Germany work. Because they don't have to. Because the government gives them everything they need. My friends, we are being run over. We are being invaded. It's not a matter of hospitality. We can give hospitality to the Syrians in Syria. We can create safe zones there and help the people if they need help. But we don't have to bring them to America, give them $35,000 or $40,000 a year and pay all their way and take money from our own people. It's got to stop. And they hate us for this. Not every one of them hate us. Not every one of these people are bad people, but enough are. We're going to see more and more murders and terrorist attacks and so forth. We need to get these people out. And you know, there are almost 2 million. Trump says there might be 3 to 4 million criminals in America. Criminals. Many of them Muslims, but many of them also Mexicans. And they have all kind of criminal offenses, from rape to murder against them. And they've been given bail and allowed to walk the streets of America. And these cities are claiming to be sanctuary cities and saying, we're not going to turn them over to authorities. Say what? If you don't turn them over to authorities, I say, Trump, President Trump, take away the money from these cities. Take away the money from the sanctuary cities. Let's start using common sense. We're Christians. But we're not idiots. But they think we are, don't they? They're going to find out real soon. I'm Tex Mars, and you've been listening to Power of Prophecy.